sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting host having a ball. Your favorite pools, gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and Haws, Hogs and Haws, crack open the can and fill to the top. Hogs and Haws, Hogs and Haws, this is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Haws.
No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. We cover all things paranormal all across the universe while indulging in the most delicious craft beer from all across the United States of America. Thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media platforms at Haunts and Hops. I'm Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto on the socials. Moving on to the stars of the show, she's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member of Ghost Hunters on A&E, a wealth of knowledge, and no doubt has the Haunts and Hops glass filled with an amazing IPA. If I had to guess, you find her at Ashley Trobe on the socials because she is Ashley Trobe, and she's got a tall boy in her hand. I see it.
Well, now I have to fill the glass. Now I'm embarrassed. I didn't have the Haunts and Hops glass.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, a lifelong connection to the paranormal. And I'm going to guess she does not have an IPA, but she's got something in her left hand, a true triple threat, a one-woman show coming up where you could watch from anywhere in the world starting on November 13th. She is Anastasia Washington.
Hello. And you would be shocked about what I have in my hand. That sounded dirty.
Is it a Corona?
It is not a Corona.
It's an IPA.
It is an IPA. It is a Marietta milkshake IPA.
Oh, damn. Milkshake IPA. Those are rough.
I love them.
It's a 6.2%. And I haven't tasted it yet because I was just waiting for you guys to see my face.
I love seeing your face for IPAs. I love seeing you put IPAs in your mouth, Anastasia.
That's good. You know, we all have our kink. I'm glad it does it for you.
What does it for me?
Just pour that IPA in your mouth. No, it's the label is pink. Is it a flavored milkshake IPA?
Yes, it is. With vanilla and stone fruits and citrus and and vanilla.
So, okay, that's so funny. You know what I almost brought onto the show today? I was going to drink, it was a sour, but it was a lactose sour that had apricots and vanilla, which would have been the same thing. It's stone fruit and vanilla. I almost had that drink as a sour today. How
and
weird
I'm having it as an IPA. Why?
We traded.
We just trade. There we go. No, I'm going to try this. It's going to be good, you guys.
We're going to watch your face. I'm going to do the play-by-play. And she's taking the sip. Ladies and gentlemen, she is now officially swallowing the milkshake IPA. Oh, and she has bitter beer face. Going back to the Bud Light commercial from 1994. Anastasia Washington is trying to throw down the IPA, the milkshake version. And she's back up. She's back to her feet.
Okay, well, I will say of all the there it came back again. Of all the IPAs in the world, this one had to walk into mine. No, I'm just kidding. It's not as bad as all of the other IPAs.
Yeah.
Really good at reviews.
I didn't hate it as much as usual.
It wasn't like eating really nasty bugs.
Bugs are a delicacy.
Like he beat me, but he didn't murder me. That's
holy shit, Ashley.
It's a different scale. It's a different scale.
Hang on, guys. This is a horror show. Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you calling a horror? Oh, horror. Oh, I get it now.
It's funny you say that. I got called a whore today by an old lady with dementia who then tried to grab my junk. But that's another story for another time.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. It happened. She had a dirty mouth. Like, I'm talking potty mouth. An 84-year-old woman who was so out of her mind. As I tried to stand her up, she called me a whore and had a hell of a grasp and just went for it. And the nurse was in the room as well, and she saw it, and she can vouch. It was an insane moment.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I mean, you know, sometimes you get sexually harassed at work. What are you going to do?
I mean, that is true.
I'm not going to complain about an 84-year-old woman with dementia. I mean, she was saying some shit. I mean, she was going off, just constant rambling. It almost sounded like she was under hypnosis and just didn't under, like, it sounded like she was reliving past lives because she was so all over the place. It was just nuts.
Maybe she was possessed.
Could have been.
By a ghost.
I don't know. What beer are you drinking?
I'm actually really excited for this, guys. I am drinking, it's called, it's from Crowns and Hops, and it is the Black People Love Beer. And statistic for you guys, this is really fun. There's about 7,000 craft breweries in America. How many do you think are Black-owned? Black-owned.
Out of 7,000? I'm going to say under 50.
I'm going to say 30-something percent.
I can't do that math.
No.
I'm going to say under 50 total out of the 7,000.
200.
Okay. Yeah. About 50 of the breweries, craft breweries in America are owned, that are Black owned.
Yeah. I nailed it. I said under 50. So yeah, there you go. 49. I got it. I win.
50. That's a lot. And I know that we've had this conversation off air. We were watching an Untappd stream, or I was, where it was a Black woman talking about what it's like to be Black in the beer industry and to love beer and to be treated differently. So I'm really excited to be drinking this one today. They are part of the Black is Beautiful beer movement that we've talked about before. They're a huge part of it. So yeah, this is a double dry hopped hazy IPA. Go figure, it's me. It's 7%, but more than anything, I just really wanted to promote it on the show because it's really important and Black Lives Matter.
Beautiful. I also have a double. I got me a double India Pale Ale with milk sugar. It is from the Aslin Beer Company. And it's a 9.1%. And the name of the beer is Caw, C-A-W. Boom, there it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think I just realized, that I don't know if this is a bird. I think it's a bird with wings. So maybe that's why it's Caw. I don't know. Delicious, bird, though. 9.1%. I mean, I like it.
Birds and IPAs, two of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look, it's a known fact. At Disney World, the Tiki Birds, they're all hammered on IPAs. Everyone knows that's a fact.
You just reminded me. I totally had a dream about you guys a few nights ago that we all went to Disney World.
Sexy.
Yeah. It was Yeah. Sexy, too. No. Anastasia and I flew to go see Quasto in the dream. Mm-hmm. And we all went to Disney World. And then we went to Wizarding World. And then we went to a wrestling show. And it was really fun.
Wow. That's a...
This all tracks, though. This all tracks. Like,
it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that dream recently, and I was just like, that was awesome.
You guys got really pissed at me at Wizarding World, because the whole time I'm like, what does this mean?
The Herald's here.
No, after a couple of Wizard Ales, I am good with love and everything good.
Wizard Ale? Is that a white wine?
They have like 3 or 4 different kinds of beers.
Or you can do butterbeer with Fireball in
Fireball,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that sounds like a lot.
Or you could go with one of the wizard ales.
Go to Moe's Tavern and get a Duff. And just, thank you, Anastasia. I'm glad that we're on the same page.
Yeah, just go get a Duff Light and just drink it in front of us.
Go get a Flaming
Moe. You guys
Moe.
Stay at Wizarding World. I'm gonna go to Moe's.
And get the non-alcoholic Flaming Moe. You just deal with it.
Deal with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of drinking, if you want to sign up for Tavour, it's real simple. Find Tavour at T-A-V-O-U-R. Download the app. use the code HAUNTS10. That's HAUNTS10. You get $10 off your first crate of delicious beer that will be delivered right to your door. Yes, even during the unprecedented times of today. We love Tavor. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show.
We love you.
It's true. We do love you. They're so sweet.
And we also, they are very sweet. And we also love when people call us with their paranormal experiences. And that number is 818-660-6191. 818-660-6191. Leave us a voicemail with a paranormal experience that you have endured, and we will play it on the show.
But I am proud that I posted today about our subject, and I actually got some very helpful people chiming in.
I saw that.
Yeah, we got to do more of that. We really got to do more of that for sure. I love it.
That's amazing.
I love the responses and the typos.
For me?
Typo.
Yeah, you had a typo for sure. And I was like, I should probably message Anastasia. I'm busy at work. It's 3 a.m.
I am a typo. So
we are all human. While we are about to get to our main topic of the show, first things first, it's the Supernatural Scoop. Since it is the Halloween season, it is upon us. I thought this story was very interesting. In England, a discount store chain had to pull a controversial Ouija board from the shelf. So before we even get into it, have either one of you, I imagine the answer is yes. Have either one of you messed with a Ouija board before?
Did you call it a Ouija board?
Isn't that what it is? Ouija?
It's a Ouija board.
Oh, I always hear people say Ouija.
No, it's a Ouija board or a Louigi board if you're me.
Potato, potato. I am obsessed with spirit boards and witch boards. Oh, just boy. On like a very casual level, I have all like different kinds of them. I've done giant ones. I've got a whole bunch of like memorabilia that has Ouija on it. And my sister is deathly afraid of anything Ouija, and it's just delightful.
Okay. Ash, how about you?
I have a lot of babies surrounding me right now, you guys. I'm sorry.
You do.
I picked up one baby and the other baby was like, wait, please love me. I don't personally mess with Ouija boards for myself. I do love Ouija board art though. Almost as much as I love watching Anastasia take sips of IPAs.
Yeah, take another sip, please.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great. Yeah, I'm really not into it.
There's one, the Magic Castle makes a Ouija board, like a spirit board, and I have been staring at it for years. One day, I'm just gonna like be like, get like a big gig and walk in there and go, give me the Ouija. Like that.
Wow. Ouija. So this story, Ouija. It's a store called Poundland in England, right? They were selling spirit boards for £1, which equates out to $1.29 in America. And insane. And they got the product pulled because there's a big backlash. I mean, there are members even in Parliament that are saying, this is insane. Don't mess with spirit boards. If you're going to do it, at least charge more than $1.29, right? Yeah. And even ministers chiming in, members of government, parliament, all this stuff, right? And so the British ghost hunting community is actually very happy about this because they've been sounding the alarm ever since the story broke that Poundland was going to be releasing these Ouija boards or whatever, right? One ghost hunting team said that these spirit boards could unleash demons upon the world and as such declared that they are profoundly shocked and fuming when they found out Poundland was selling the game. Fortunately, the collective fears have overtaken the selling, and now that it has been removed. But my God, $1.29.
I'm going to find one, first of all. Second of all, Poundland and Pound World are my favorite thing to take a picture of when I'm in the UK. Because it's funny.
Oh, you actually know what it is?
Yeah, it's like the dollar store. I get so excited. I'm like, Poundland, Pound World. Yeah, you can get like all kinds of good goodies for a dollar.
Is it right next door to Pound Town?
Right, they don't have Pound Town. They have Pound World and Pound Land.
Well, yeah. Pound World sounds better than Pound Town. So, and then,
well,
I disagree with Pound. I will take all the pounds.
Wait. So I do have one weird Ouija board story. I remember I was 11 years old and I was at a neighbor's house down the road and we decided to use the Ouija board. And I don't remember everything about the encounter, but I remember specifically asking, I said, what will I be when I grow up? And the damn thing spelled out game show host.
What? That's
yeah,
cool.
Which technically ended up being correct because I have hosted game show type things. So, yeah.
Don't be mad at it. Be nice.
I'm not mad. I mean, it could have been my fat fingers at the time moving things to me. I don't know. But
could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I can think about was with this story is last time a toy store chain sold Ouija boards, they might have gone out of business. Hashtag, what was that? What giraffe? The giraffe one?
Toys R Us?
Toys R Us.
Yes.
Do you remember when they were selling the giraffe Ouija boards?
No. I thought you were waiting for a dramatic pause there when you're like, you know, a certain store that went out of business, ... And I'm like, just say Toys R Us for Christ's sake. Just say Toys R Us.
No, I just couldn't think. I've been drinking this beer. No, Toys R Us, several years ago, at probably 10 now, they were selling Ouija boards and they had the same big backlash and people were freaking out because they were catering them to children. It was very like Mattel Ouija board and people were so upset. And even I was just like, this is not, I do ghost hunting for a living and this is not appropriate. And you know, now they're gone.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, by no means are any three of us conservative and judgmental minded, but catering a Ouija board to kids, like when you see a Ouija board that says ages 7 and up, no, you're a terrible person for putting that shit out in the market.
But I want it a little bit. So if you have access to the Poundland or the Toys R Us one, talk to me on social media, please.
You're an adult. It's different.
Well, it's funny you say that, though. Think about this, though. The fact that this made, like, actual news over there. How much you want to bet these Poundtown or Poundland, whatever, Ouija boards, they're probably going to start going online for decent money.
I'm already searching, so.
At least a few pounds.
No.
We're going to go for it.
Okay. It already happened.
It is kind of amazing seeing you hold Baby Yoda while recording.
Mandalorian right now is trending on Twitter. And then I was like, oh my God, my baby's not in my arms. And so I picked him up. And as soon as I did, Colin got jealous. And so now Colin's also sitting next to me. So it was a win-win.
That is one of the best trending hashtags today because the other ones are trash.
Twitter is a mess today.
It is. It's a glorious mess that I love to watch.
Ghost Hunters is no more. Did you guys hear about this news?
I saw Mustafa post a video about it, and I actually spoke with him about it. And he was really clear about it in the video. Basically, A&E took a massive hit when they canceled Live PD. Apparently, Live PD accounted for 49% of the entire network's views. A&E was in a rough spot. It's like, if you don't cancel Live PD, you're going to get a backlash. If you do cancel Live PD, you're going to get a backlash. So what are they going to do? Well, then, you know, Ashley, you know, Ghost Hunters, that's not a cheap show to produce. And no. So I guess A&E had a lot of changeover and they had to decide, is it worth doing? And unfortunately, I guess it was a no.
I mean, they lost a lot of, because, you know, it's funny. You talked to Mustafa, I talked to Brandon, and they lost so much viewership. And that sucks. But, I mean, Mustafa and Brandon have their own awesome stuff coming up soon anyway, so they're going to be fine. And that's something that we had talked about. It's like, dude, you're going to be so A-okay still. But, you know, it's a bummer for the fans. I know that a lot of fans are going to be really sad, you know? So Ghost Hunters is no more for the second time.
Although, I think they have a very good chance of getting picked up by another network.
Oh, probably. They're going to have one of those weird, like, Expanse situations where the fans freak out. And they're like, no, pick us up somewhere else. And then Amazon buys them out.
Amazon or even Netflix just dropped another season of Unsolved Mysteries, which I am jonesing to watch. I mean, They have a countless amount of money. And think about it. Ghost Hunters on Netflix, when there's really no time restraint, there's no language restraint, you get to show all the footage you want. I mean, if there's a perfect home for Ghost Hunters, it would be Netflix. I don't know.
No, I don't want myself on Netflix.
Why not?
Oh, I don't want my face on Netflix. I don't want people to be like, oh, here's a screenshot of Ashley. I got that enough back then. Weirds me out. Makes me feel weird. Oh, you ever get weird when you're given gifts?
Yeah, I'm weird all the time.
Yeah, I get weird when people are like, here's you on TV. I'm like,
I mean, you're on the internet right now.
Yeah.
But nobody can see me.
That's what you think. I just live streamed this.
Oh, no. Yep. Two people can see me, and I have a baby Yoda.
Yes, you do. Let's talk about haunted theme parks. Who would like to discuss first?
Well, we could go to the suggestions, or what do we want to go? Okay. All right. Well, I put a little tweet out and a little graphic out to ask for people to give me their stories or their most haunted theme parks. And the first one that came up was tweeted from Goodnight Goldie at Goodnight Goldie. And
that is, right?
Yes, I was like, from Ghosts and Hums. And she suggested Oregon's Enchanted Forest theme park. This one has been off and on, like it opened and then it closed and then it opened. It looks kind of like, I don't know if you guys are LA locals and stuff like that, but we used to have something called Santa's Village up in the hills, and it kind of is reminiscent of that. I was like, why would it be haunted? What's the story? And apparently there was a few deaths there, including a fire that happened there. And then also a 12-year-old, in the fire, a 12-year-old boy was found deceased.
Oh, Jesus.
So maybe that is why it's haunted. Also, it's just, if you want to look it up, it's real creepy. It's real creepy. But I did, in my research, see that they opened for seasonal, because unlike in California, they are seasonal parks. And they did open right before the COVID pandemic. And of course now, well, COVID restrictions, but you can visit. You can, if you so choose, to go to this haunted attraction.
Fun mm-hmm. fact about that, the Wasteland Tribe that I was in, so you guys know I love Mad Max. It's something I've been obsessed with for a very long time. I do a festival every year that celebrates Mad Max. And so the tribe that I am in or was in was based off of that amusement park. And so we had a tribe called Never Was. And the entire thing was supposed to be based off of an abandoned amusement park. So that was one of our biggest themes.
Wow. That's amazing. Apparently, if you are interested in and don't want to visit, there is an episode of Ghost Adventures that went there.
I bet. Great. I bet they yelled a lot at those ghosts.
If that's what you want to see, then you can see that.
I have a very interesting one that this is just so disturbing. It's called Lake Shawnee Amusement Park in Rock, West Virginia. Okay, so I'll give you a bit of a background here. It's been abandoned since 1966. And oh, by the way, it sits on land that archaeologists believe has over 3,000 Native American remains.
No, don't do that.
And it gets worse. In 1781, Mitchell Clay and his family settled on the land, and a land war ensued with the local tribe. One day, while Mitchell was out hunting, members of the local tribe slaughtered his children. Upon return, Mitchell found one son and his daughter dead. The oldest son had been kidnapped and burned alive. Mitchell and other settlers went on a rampage, killing several members of the tribe. Since that time, many people say the land is cursed. Well, the park itself had rumored 6 deaths from accidents on rides. A swing ran over someone, a delivery truck backing up on someone, a drowning. The park owner claims to have seen an apparition of a little girl wearing a dress. In 2005, ABC did a show called Scariest Place on Earth. They were filming at the park. The show's psychic refused to stay on the premises, and the filming crew refused to film one night due to scary paranormal activity that included hearing drumming and chanting. Oh my God.
I don't like it. Nope.
I think I want to go.
I mean, I do. I'm just going to be real upset about it. I just, that's terrifying though. Like if you think about all of the horrible, horrible things that, Native Americans have endured, and then you put an amusement park on top of it. Like I'm
salty. If that's not a sign of America, then I don't know what is.
Yeah. Like I'm salty even alive. I imagine I will be much more salty when I'm dead, and they have a lot of salt.
Here's one that really surprised me. I had heard rumors over the years, but didn't realize the reason behind it. So the Haunted Mansion at Disney. And it doesn't say if it's Disneyland or Disney World, but it says the ghost of a little boy is said to haunt the entrance crying for his mom. Apparently, maybe you guys know this. I had no idea. Patrons are known to scatter their loved one's ashes while on the Haunted Mansion ride. Even though it's illegal, apparently ashes are found almost daily, and people speculate the child's mother scattered his ashes, forever tethering his spirit to that site. Hey.
Well, there has been a lot, quite a few deaths at Disneyland in general, so it does not shock me. But I have heard actually, thing about the ashes for sure.
Yeah, this is Disneyland, as a matter of fact, the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. Yeah,
yeah, because we have some interesting deaths that happened at Disneyland that definitely would cause a haunting, I would think.
Wait, go on.
You probably don't remember this, but a long time ago, there was like this patriotic show that like that moved around, that you just kind of sat there and the sets moved around you. You like sat and it moved around. And
yeah, the Carousel of Progress. It's my favorite thing. Oh, do you mean the one with the presidents?
No. It's even before that one.
Okay, because Walt Disney World in Orlando has the Carousel of Progress. And unfortunately, they're going to get rid of it when they update Epcot. But it's been around for like 30 or 40 years, and it's awesome. It basically like has a rotating thing where it shows like the advancement of science and technology over the years, to where like it's the same family as they go through different generations. Like in the 1950s, the dad is like, "Yeah, we got this new ice box, so now we can keep food cold for up to 3 days. Things certainly are never going to get better from here." And then they go like to the next generation. He's like, "Ah, look, we have machines now," like that kind of thing.
That one, no, we had one called America Sings, which was like a patriotic one. The audience stayed still, but the set kept moving around. I barely remember it, but they also had all of the characters from Splash Mountain are actually the characters from America Sings. They just transfer them over. But because it rotated, guess what? An employee did not get out of the way in time and was killed and crushed during one of the shows. Yes. So that is one of the deaths at Disneyland. There's also the Space Mountain death, where a guy decided to stand up on the hill. And well, that didn't end well either, because head and
out. I mean, not to criticize the guy.
Right.
How stupid do you have to be to stand up on Space Mountain?
Right? I'm not sure. I
thought you had a lot of extra space.
I guess so. I mean, they say space is infinite, but not Space Mountain.
And then we have, of course, the Thunder Mountain death, where the train derailed and killed a few people. And then also the pirate ship. I don't know how to describe this because I don't know boats. Okay, but one of the big metal thingies that holds the rope.
Is it the mast?
What's the big metal thing on the bottom of the thing with the rope?
You mean the pirate ship that like swings like a pendulum back and forth? That one? No, oh, I thought you meant Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, like the big pirate ship.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Pirates of the Caribbean too.
No, it's just like the big ship that they use on the big lake. It's no. a full-size pirate ship. Anyway, you know, they have those, like, bolt things that bolt the...
Cannons.
No, it, like, holds the little ropes so they can do this.
Oh, sure. It pulls the sail up. Yes, we are very good nautical... good nautical team. Don't put us out at sea. Yeah, yeah.
So that metal thing that holds the thingy, the turny thingy, it came loose. It hit... Oh. It was going to hit somebody, so an employee got in the way. It hit the employee, killed the employee, and knocked out, knocked off an arm or a leg of a guest.
So, gosh.
Yeah. And that was not too long ago. That was like 15 years maybe for that.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was that. Disney's haunted. I am at a... I don't... What?
Are there any other theme parks suggested by listeners?
In Mexico, apparently there's one called Reno Magico. Magico? Sure. Where there is a Snow White statue that apparently will blink at you. There's actually a video of it. The person posted the video on our page, and I'll probably repost it this week so you can see it. Yeah.
Yes, please.
That is one. And there's also an abandoned Santa Claus-themed park in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. It is just super creepy because it is overgrown and all these Santas and has just been abandoned after there was an accident in the park in 2004 causing a person's death. They closed the park and abandoned it. And Santa's scary.
I didn't mean to laugh when you said that. I was laughing at a stupid thing about Santa at work today. I'm so sorry. It's so such bad timing. My coworker, she doesn't speak very good English. She's not from America. And so she was trying to tell me about, she was working the beer for me and she was like putting beer up for me. And I have a lot of seasonal stuff. And so I rotate between different beers very often. And she was like, oh, I couldn't find where this Santa beer went. And I was like, what? She's like, you know, Santa, ho, ho, ho. And I was like, what? She's like, Santa, ho, ho, ho. I can't find where Santa, ho, ho, ho goes. And I was like, I don't have a beer called Santa, ho, ho, ho. What are you talking about? And she was like, Santa, you know, Santa, ho, ho, ho. And I was like, what do you mean? What? You saying ho, ho, ho is not helping me understand what you're talking about. She was like, Santa, ho, 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 you know, Christmas. And I was like, I don't get what you're talking about. So she finally walks me over and she shows me the beer.
And you're like, oh, this whole time I thought you were having a stroke. I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, it was a coworker. She showed me the beer and it was just a fucking hipster that had a big beard in a spaceship.
Oh, and she was Santa?
I was like, Santa doesn't drive a spaceship. You know that, right? She was like, it's Santa. Wow. He has a white beard. Ho, ho, ho. I was like, that's not
Silver Lake Santa. Yeah, Silver Lake Santa.
That tracks.
Oh, my God. I was crying. She's so funny and so cute. But, like, English isn't her first language. And so when she says stuff like that, it just kills me. So, yeah, I now call it the Santa ho, ho, ho beard. It's going to be that for the rest of my life.
Well, here's something for us all, because in looking up haunted theme parks and stuff, I think I have a new field trip that I want to go on, and that would be abandoned amusement parks.
Okay. Yes.
So here's one from Six Flags New Orleans. Unfortunately, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, Six Flags New Orleans, formerly known as Jazzland, unfortunately had no choice but to close down. It was destroyed. Well, it still sits there, just completely abandoned, and I as far as I know, people are free to kind of roam around. And technically you can't, you have to break in, but I guess people find a way. And they have claimed to hear phantom laughter and music from the rides that haven't operated in 15 years, which that goes back to what we talked about in the past, is residual energy. Is it a haunting or just residual energy from something that would happen every single day?
I love urban exploring, and I've been to a few abandoned amusement parks because it's an interesting energy to walk around. So New Orleans I've been to, and there's one on the way to Las Vegas. It is a water park. It is very interesting to walk around.
Oh, wait, you've actually pulled over off the 15 and gone to that abandoned ass water park?
Yeah. And there's some interesting, like, people have drawn all kinds of weird stuff on the walls. Like, people have really tried to sell this as a haunted place. So I don't know. It was interesting, though.
Have y'all heard of Cedar Point? It's one of the most famous theme parks. I've never been, but it's well known.
I don't know. I've heard of it. I don't know why, though.
If I recall correctly, I believe Cedar Point is known for having the most roller coasters in the country.
Mm, okay.
Oh, I thought that's the one where the kid died on the water slide. Is that the wrong one?
Are you talking about the one that was decapitated? And I don't know.
No, Cedar Point is in Sandusky, Ohio. And this spirit. So in 1917, Daniel C. Muller carved what became known as Muller's Military Horse as part of the merry-go-round. According to legend, his wife became obsessed with the horse. After she passed, visitors reported seeing her ghost riding the so-called haunted steed on the Cedar Point carousel. It also states that her spirit prevents people from taking photos of the favorite horse to keep anyone else from falling in love with it. So,
So marriage counseling? Yeah, there's a lot of theme, and you know, Disney has quite a few also abandoned theme parks. There's one in Florida that never opened that you can walk around, right? I've actually never been there, but I've always wanted to go. And then there's a island that they built some stuff at, and then didn't. I heard that they didn't treat the employees that well or something, and basically they had to like leave the whole island. Yeah. But I don't know. That may be just like lore, you know. It may be like they were so disrespectful. The people told them to leave. But I don't know. Yeah.
The Disney one. I actually did read about that. Supposedly they're supposed to start building over it to create a brand new theme park sometime this year. I'm gonna guess they haven't done it yet because of the pandemic. But yeah, it's apparently not that difficult to get access to. So the moment I saw that, I was like, okay, I need to check this out.
Yeah, I did hear that if you do go exploring, it is Florida, so bring something for gators. they be gators there.
Yeah, River Country it was called. I actually went to River Country on a family trip back when I was a little kid. It's been done since 2001. 2005, they deemed it a permanent closure. And so... yeah, it's not looking too good these days. There's also another one along with River Country, and I can't think of the name right now, but very intriguing stuff that I really want to check out.
It's fun urban exploring. Just stay safe if you do it. It's my only thing.
Ashley, I don't think you have. Anastasia, I know you have seen the movie Us.
I have not.
I have, yes. And I've actually been to Santa Cruz as well.
Same. Yeah, very beautiful boardwalk, but... Mm-hmm. Seeing how they shot the movie there, you're walking around, you're like, I got five on it. Oh, it's creepy.
You're like, I actually went through I think it was last year at Halloween Horror Nights that they had the maze. It was one of the best mazes because you basically went through that mirror that mirror exhibit thing that they do in the movie. So it was real creepy. I ran into a lot of things because it's mirrors. So I was like, bam, bam.
Oh, my face. Oh, my face. Oh.
Exactly. That was the whole thing for me.
I gotta say, this isn't haunted, but my favorite thing on the internet is watching kids go through those fun mazes, those little mirror mazes, and just running right into shit. That is my favorite thing in the universe. So.
And it's because they fall. Correct.
Oh yeah, they absolutely just face plant. It is fantastic.
Well, all those carnival things are just so, there's always some eerie, creepy stories about those. Like that's a whole, like carnivals in general, but there was this one like haunted dark ride that they had going around carnivals in the United States where they actually had a dead body in it. They thought it was like a mannequin and it was actually like a mummified body.
Fun fact, did you know that I grew up a carny?
No.
What?
How Rob Zombie of you.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah. I grew up a carny. My grandparents were carnies, and I was used as the bait to lure people to the games that they had. Do you know the game that you drop the coin in and then it pushes all the other coins forward? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That game. My grandparents owned one of those booths, and they, you know, were carnies, and they would travel around, and they would hire me to be the person to go up and play, you know, and get people to show up and be really excited. And so I grew up being a carny with them. Part of my job was luring people to come play with me, which is very creepy sounding.
Yeah, especially when you say things like, come play with me.
Yeah. That was my that was my first gig, you know. So
How many dead bodies were in the attraction?
Yo, I think about that a lot because, like, the area that I was in was probably not very safe. So it was a pretty messed up area. And on a very dark note,
darker than what we've been talking about. Continue.
Actually, yes, it is. Okay. So don't freak out. Super okay. But my grandparents owned the booth. When one of my grandparents was about to die, my uncle thought he deserved the booth. But my stepdad thought he deserved the booth, so he killed him for it. So he's in prison.
Your family's like the Hatfields and McCoys, but like also like carny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently somehow even more depressing.
Thank you. Yeah. So apparently, I don't know if he's out of prison now, but I don't know where the booth is anymore. But yeah. Oh
my. When you say booth, what was in the booth besides the push the quarter game? Like, did your grandparents travel around to different carnivals in a certain radius?
Yes, it was like a little trailer. You know what I mean? So it was the booth on all sides of this little trailer, and they could drive this trailer around, kind of like an ice cream truck. Right. And they would park that at these carnival places. You know what I mean? So the whole thing all the way around was like, I don't know, like, it had to have been 8, I'm guessing, maybe 6. It's hard to tell. It's hard to think from way back then, where they just had different little like coin pushers. And each one had its own slot. And I remember one of the things that my parents made me do was to help my grandparents. Do you guys remember the silver penny?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry, the silver nickel? I don't remember. Oh, no, it was the penny.
Yeah, I thought it was a penny.
They had a limited edition silver penny. And it wasn't copper, it was silver. And it was a big deal. And that was one of the things that you could win. And we had those in the machine. And I remember like one year they made me package all of those up in these little like packages. And I remember thinking like, is this what slave labor is for children? Like just making me work for free constantly. Cause that's all. Yo,
could we do a whole episode about your carny ass family? Like that might be a good episode topic.
It could. I mean, it's really dark. It's real.
Well, this is it's a paranormal show. Granted, it's a lighthearted paranormal show, but you know, we can crack jokes and such. If you choose to do any research about your carny family, I think that would be a awesome.
We can. It winds up with people dead. So.
Well, you already hit that as she squeezes her baby Yoda a little bit tighter.
A little bit. I know it's a weird thing. It's it's such a funky thing. And I feel like so many people are so shocked when I tell them that because I'm weird already, but like who'd have thought that I grew up a carny? Not a lot of people.
I don't know how this hasn't come up over the first 3+ months of the show, but hey, thanks for giving us this little gem. This is a credible way to end the episode.
Surprise.
Unbelievable. Well, Ashley, while we're on the topic of you and your carny family, tell people where they can find you.
Oh, well, you can find me at Ashley Trobe on everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever else exists on the internet. It's just Ashley Trobe.
Beautiful. Anastasia Washington.
You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV if you're on YouTube and you want to see some comedy. And my one woman show will be at the White Fire Theater virtually November 13th. Which is Friday the 13th. So check it out. There's links all on everything.
If you're nasty, All right, we are at Haunts and Hops on all social media platforms. If you enjoy the show on a weekly basis, tell a couple of friends, let us know. Please, if you have not done it yet, rate the show 5 stars on any possible rating platform that you can. Write us a nice little review. That all really helps a lot. And of course, if you want to join in and tell us a paranormal story that you've had on your own, please call us at 818-660-6191. Tell us that story. We'll play it on the show. And I'm at Jay Quasto on all social media platforms. Otherwise, fun episode. Until next time, it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.